American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from my favorite place in all the land. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Once again, I am appearing half naked without my second half, Mr. Nick Ramirez. He's busy with that tooth of crime that's opening soon. But then we also have somebody else in the studio that's awesome, too. It's Jonathan Rowling, a blast from our past.
Talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up? Oh.
Okay, take the call on the air.
Wow, I'm getting a call. It's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that might be bad.
Oh, yeah, I don't
Who
know
do
if
you know
I'm
in
Fort
Worth?
If we have to cut this out, you can do that.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I please speak to Rory Dowd?
It's a collection agency.
May I ask what this is regarding? This phone call is being recorded on an entertainment show. You just happened to call the phone while I was using it.
I'm sorry, this is on behalf of HMO Nevada, your healthcare experiences.
Oh.
A survey about your healthcare experiences with HMO.
Oh, that's not even that bad.
That's okay. Fine, yeah. Well, frankly, yeah, you're on a podcast about music and inappropriate jokes right now, so maybe you might want to try calling another time. Thank you.
And no need to say goodbye, you HMO bitch. No, she was very nice.
No, that was fine. That was weird. That was cool.
That was completely random. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, at least the HMO Healthcare Nevada cares about your experience. I haven't had insurance with them for like 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I'm currently with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh,
have you had to call them yet?
Who?
Anthem? Because I've been with Anthem now a little while. I've had to deal with them on the phone. It's horrible. It's such a nightmare that now if I have to call them, I get an anxiety attack.
Oh, no. I just do everything through chat windows and email, and it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. No, I had issues, things that had to be discussed with the person. 2 hours on hold to talk to somebody and not have it fixed and call back for another 2 hours on hold, which led to another 2 hours. There was like a week where I spent like 9 hours on the telephone trying to resolve an issue.
I spent 2 hours on a chat hold with Adobe today for a problem with my Adobe Story, the script writing program that I'm using for Nowhere Nevada 2.
Oh, exciting.
That's what? Cool.
That's a good script writing one?
Did you hear that? Roy just wants
Yeah,
you know
so far I like it. I like it so far, but I haven't been able to access it in a week. And I now have to be called back tomorrow during business hours by a story specialist.
Oh. Would they tell you a story?
I guess. Yeah, they're going to tell me a line.
Did they write into Penthouse Forum?
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be a most sexy sounding story.
I can't believe this ever happened
specialist.
To me.
I can't believe.
I used to read your Penthouse stories and think that they were fake until this happened to me. I was in an elevator completely naked. Like, yeah. You know how it is.
Well, then.
Yeah, man, that's a Tuesday.
Well, hey, Reno, we hope you're doing well. We're a little punchy. You've come in halfway through the conversation, obviously. We're happy to have Jonathan Rowling here as our guest this week.
Jonathan,
what's
up, man?
Hey, guys.
And you guys will remember him as the guy that we talked shit about when he didn't show up for the show.
Like 2 weeks ago, or last week.
Weeks,
yeah,
yep.
We were talking about that.
When we didn't have a show, it was his fault.
But then
we
had somebody else who got sick today and had to reschedule for May. So Jonathan was easily available
to come
in at the clutch.
But, like, you remember when you fucked us? Well, somebody else just fucked us and you could fix it.
Now I can unfuck the fuck.
Yes!
And my fuck.
And you are totally making up for everything.
I'm
now.
The rebound.
And to double it down, my guest and host had to cancel for First Friday of Foxy Olive this weekend. So Jonathan also stepped up for that to be the guest host.
Yeah.
Along with Brendan Lund of Silver, who is going to be the guest musician. So it'll be a double treat of the two of them this Friday down at Foxy Olive.
So you really milked the fact that he flaked on us.
Oh, big time, man. Yeah, it's double.
Well, no, he came forward and offered his services
for the first one. I felt bad about that.
And then this happened today, and I was like, well, shit, dude, you got your guitar? You ready to play?
Yeah, no, I was in Oregon both times, actually, and Yeah, no, so the first time I was coming back, and like we were getting back on a Tuesday, and we had the thing scheduled on Monday, like for months, and I just spaced it, and I was like, God damn it, and I felt really bad about it. And I felt responsible because I got back to you on Facebook like immediately. I was like, boom, yeah. Responded, like whatever. But then it's like just didn't work out, and I felt like shit. So then you hit me up today when I was driving back into town from some other gigs. I was just playing in Oregon this weekend.
But luckily you were getting in town much
earlier. Yeah, no, it was like 12 hours sooner, which is just enough time to make the show work. So
effing amen. Well, thanks. It's happy to have you here. Let's get out the gate. Let's get a song out of you right now.
Yeah, cool.
Fuck yeah.
So do I?
Now you have a CD that we just worked on and stuff. But,
yeah, mastered here at the studio.
Fuck yeah.
What's the name of the CD?
It's called Lines. It's an EP. It's a 5-song EP.
Where is it available?
Right now,
just physically.
Well, no, it's physically. I have copies that I'm selling, but you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes.
Spotify. Even.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, we went top shelf.
I'll be listening to that on my work walk tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Check it out. It's 18 minutes of pretty cool sound.
In your pants.
In my pants. but it's also on Bandcamp and CD Baby. That's like the main host. So it's around.
Kick ass.
Fucking rad.
And what's this song you're about to play for us?
This first song I'm going to play is called Perfect. Yeah, it goes like this. Okay.
I've seen enough things to understand that what I want and what I am will probably never be the exact same thing. So I'll try to make the most and get it as close as it's gonna be. Because given the time it's taken, I guess there's time that's taken me. Existing is something that nobody chooses. Occurrence is a currency the current me uses. But there's nothing left to buy and nothing left to sell. So when I'm by myself, I just wanna be strong. Cause it's gonna be a long time until I get where I wanna be. So I gotta endure, I make sure that this is worth it. I'm not perfect, and I won't be. But perfect would be easy, and easy would be boring. And my life is the sum of the way it should be. Madness, all of the why does this happen to me? But I can't have one without the other, as far as I can see. So I try to be down with the person I am currently. And I'm a little bit more than nothing, a little bit less than something now. So I'll do what I want instead of what I should. And when those two sync up, then man, I'll call it good. Because money I can make and money I can spend. So I'll spend the time, I won't get back again to be strong. Cause it's gonna be a long time until I get where I wanna be. So I gotta endure, I'd make sure that this is worth it. Cause I'm not perfect, and I won't be. Cause happiness is twice the way to being interesting. Oh, and regret is something I can't help. But of all of the things I wanna be, none of them are someone else. I just wanna be strong, cause it's gonna be a long time till I get where I wanna be. So I gotta endure and make sure that this is worth it. Cause I'm not perfect, and I won't be. No, I won't be. No, I won't be. But that's something I don't mind, and it's a meaning that I'll find. So I'll think of another rhyme and sing the chorus one more time to be strong. Cause it's gonna be a long time until I get where I wanna be. So I gotta endure and make sure that this is worth it. and I won't be. But perfect would be easy, and easy would be boring. Oh yes, it would. It'd be really boring. Who wants to be boring? Not me.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Fuck, man.
That's a smooth sound you got developing there, man.
Yeah, yeah. I got to know all of these songs from hearing like the finished versions when I was doing the mastering and stuff. It's so cool to hear it just you playing the guitar.
Yeah, thanks, man. No, that's what's kind of cool. It's almost like I'm going backwards with like this experience a little bit. Yeah, because usually all the demos or all the recordings I have are just me and an acoustic guitar. But now, and that's the main way that the songs exist. But now it's like they exist like, you know, like the full bandish record or like the fully produced record, and then playing them is like, you know, just me is like the weird way that they exist. I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's cool that way.
It's really awesome and like all tracked out and shit. And did you do all the stuff yourself? Did you have a friend play drums and stuff? Or
No. I recorded all the guitars myself. I just I have like a decent, I think it's like $300 condenser microphone. And then I had like a 2 mic pre-channel. It's like a little, it's like the Focusrite thing.
So you can only do 2 at a time.
Yeah, only 2 channels at a time. And so I had Logic. It's like GarageBand's older brother as the the thingy. And I did all the acoustic guitars. Like I would like demo everything out like by DIing it and like just figuring out like the tempos and all that crap, and then like the keys, and then like, you know, playing with a click, and then like getting the parts down, and then I do the acoustic guitar. And then I'd usually try to do some like bass or like electric guitar, like to kind of fill it out. And then for the drums, there's drums all over the record, but they're actually just programmed like triggers and stuff like that. But it's like,
wow,
yeah, you can get like really, really in there. Yeah, I mean,
no, programmed drums nowadays are real drums.
Yeah.
And you put together an EP by Lego.
Yeah. Exactly. No, yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because my parents, they don't really give me crap. No, they like it. It's just, but it's like, they say, when I was a kid, I just did the shit out of Legos. And I would like.
Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. No, there. Yeah, exactly. It's probably like an engineering thing, honestly.
Yeah. Because yeah. It's my like, favorite toy.
Oh, they're super.
The Christmas I got the giant Lego set changed my life.
Exactly. Yeah. And then like, for me, it's like they would never really last, and they just ended up in like this giant fucking tube. And it was just like this giant, like 8-pound, you know, like thing of Legos. I just kind of Legoed together the thing. And I play drums a little bit. Like, I'm not really a drummer, but I like play drums, you know? And so fucking, so I had like a basic idea for the beat, and then like Logic.
You got some beats.
Yeah, I got some beats. And then Logic has a cool, like, automatic, like, drum thing that it'll do. That was kind of cool. And then I'd, like, take that and tweak that a little bit. And then, just kind of, you know, eventually whittled it down until it was, like, the drum part that I wanted. And then I'd usually, like, do the bass over that again. And the drum set was really cool, too, because it broke up all the MIDI parts into, like, you know, channels. So it's, like, if you wanted to turn the kick down all the way, even though there was a kick sample playing, it still wouldn't play.
Right, but just take it out.
Just make like the mixing like as realistic as possible. So that was kind of cool to be able to like actually still mix it as if it was a real part, even though it wasn't like a like real recorded part.
Yeah.
So then I did that, and then there's some like cellos and like violins and stuff like that on the record, and then those are.
Was that all you or some friend?
Isn't that fancy?
Yeah, that was me. I pick up cello and learned that. No, I'm kidding. No, that's again, you just kind of, you know, programming sounds and stuff like that.
Like the early days of Dog Water, when we were just like take MIDI files of songs and fuck them up.
Yep.
Yeah. With my old keyboard, but dude, it fucking sounded great. As soon as I put it in, I was like, yeah, this guy doesn't need me. Sometimes you fucking hear shit, and people are like, I don't even know how to make an MP3, or they don't know how to, and you know, then there's the musicians who can do it themselves.
Oh yeah, well man, yeah, I fucking goddamn, I keep saying that. That's fine. I know it's okay on the show, but still, it's just like, anyways. I had several attempts to make records with other people that just kind of just got shit, which never with you. I'm sure if it was with you, I would have been great, Rick. but no, I just you know, like I would do these and like I would spend money on it and I would have all these expectations. And I'm kind of crazy when it comes to this stuff because it's like I'm just super like, you know, with, especially with this one, I was crazy. Like everything had to be perfect. It had to be well, like the song, you know, but no, it had to be like exactly how I wanted it to be.
You're a mile a minute in that little head of yours, aren't you?
Oh, so hard.
You can't even finish a damn sentence.
No, I'm always, by the time I'm getting to the part, I'm already bored. I'm like, dude, like this is like I have a new idea that's already more exciting than the words I'm saying. But that happens. But no, it's just...
And ladies out there, I will tell you, it is a pretty little head there.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. No, I haven't shaved in a while.
Anyone would die to have it sitting on their coffee table.
Oh,
say.
Sure. Okay.
That would also involve like their ass cheeks being on the coffee table too.
With okay, yeah. With
right. Yeah.
Sweet. I'm game. I like this scenario, whatever it is. But no, yeah, so I just, you know, I kind of got burnt doing it with some other people before, and to the point where I was like, you know, I just got to learn it. If I wanted it to do the way that I wanted to do it, I had to do it, which, you know, and so I just did it. Yeah.
Musicians nowadays, you should know how to do all that
stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it's
part
super
of being
fun,
a musician.
Too. Honestly, man, I think I honestly, like, I love playing music and I love doing the live thing, but honestly, I might like the producing end of it more. Like, even, you know, I mean, like,
because
it's just so, like, it's just so cool. It's just so cool to be able to, like, I don't know, man, records are cool, and they're everywhere, and you kind of just take them for granted, and then, like...
A lot of mediocre musicians become producers.
Yeah. It's really rare to have a producer or an engineer that isn't a failed musician.
No, and actually, no, you know what, something I will say truthfully, a lot of songwriters... are actually much more on the producing side of things than they are actual the people performing it for any number of reasons. Like, you know, they've got a brand or an image with this style, and they've written this whole suite of songs that they have
else.
No fan base.
Right.
So, you know,
that's not like in line with their artist image.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons where that would actually happen.
Yeah. No, I mean,
not that you're mediocre.
No, thanks, bud. I got you.
But definitely not.
So sad. That's it. No more music.
Speaking of which, let's do another one.
All right, cool.
More music.
Cool. All right. This next song is called Defective by Design. Oh, I'm sorry, damn. One more sec. Gotta get this thing off. Here we go.
Lines drawn with patience and with time, keeping me safe but confined. What's in my mind? And I might be defective by design, learning language through hand signs. When I've gone blind, still it feels like I might know my calling. Gotta fly or else I'll just be falling through the sky, but love to want what I get. If the price I pay is pride and a safety net, well, I'll be flying over you. Over you. Song's a cautionary tale to myself in the past, but in fact what I lack, insecurity, it shouldn't be them burning me with memories in the third degree. So I'll take this pain and use it to fuel my rise from obscurity. Still I think that I might know my calling. Gotta fly or else I'll just be falling through the sky, but alive to what would I get as I'm flying over you. Oh,
passion, I could fashion a new version of myself through my strings and my voice. But to say that it's a choice would be blind. I'd lie when I say that I'll die if I'm not there, flying in the sky all of you. We're flying over you. I'm pretty sure I can do this. I'm pretty sure of who I'll be. We're flying over you. Lines drawn with patience and with time, keeping me safe but confined. What's in my mind?
Very nice.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. Dude, that fucking song... When the fucking music takes off on the recorded version and those two claps come in,
the claps on that
is fucking one of my favorite parts of the entire album.
Oh, thanks,
dude. There's the fucking two claps. So, yeah, you guys got to fucking go to Spotify and listen to the track out version. Yeah. Although it was amazing to hear, like, the song by itself.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
That's a fun little tune, man. Like,
thanks, man. Yeah.
You definitely have the high gloss coffee shop kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, in a good way, like sitting on a stool under some lights, man. You know?
Totally. You know, that's like, I kind of, yeah, I want to be able to do both those things. Cause I like doing that, actually. I mean, like, it's like, you know, there is sort of like a weird, like, I'm not just coffee shops, but fucking
the intimacy of being able to rock on a guitar, bring just people like into chill. The story you're telling on
totally and just like that
versus the rock star, which you're also good at, play with an ensemble and everybody kind of jamming together
and that's just fun. We did that, so we did I had like a release show for, so like I finished like some really crappy masters by myself, which is why I came to Rick to get them. But I did like a little release of that version. We did it at St. James on, it was like December 22nd. So it was like the day after finals too. So all the college kids were like, and it was like all our friends were just done and like, yeah, ready to party for winter break. And we did it at St. James, and it was awesome. Like we had like, you know, St. James is on like some Saturday nights. We were like, damn, it's popping. And then it's how St. James is every other time I've played music there, where there's like three people and one of them's working, or then the other two dudes are waiting to play, and then like, you know, I mean, it was not that bad.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But just like kind of sparse. But it was like St. James when it's like, oh damn, it's popping. But it was like, you know, it was for my release show. There's another cool band before us with the guy who plays drums. He's kind of like the Dave Grohl in our band, where he plays drums for us, and then he has like his own Foo Fighters.
Nice.
They're called the Happy Trails, and the other band's called Lost Safari. But yeah, also check out the Happy Trails and Lost Safari. But
what was the second one?
Lost Safari. I'll talk about that more. That's kind of another project I'm in. But anyways, the release show thing. Yeah, we had hella people in there, and I had a full band of dudes who were playing with me. I had like guitar, bass, keyboardist, and a violin player, and a drummer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was like, and it was like all these dudes. Like I kind of just knew them all as like different musicians, and they all kind of came together and did me a solid, and we practiced for like maybe like 3 weeks or a month, and they like learned all the songs.
Fuck.
We did.
I bet that was rad.
Oh, dude, it was like, you know, before that, I'd didn't sleep for 3 days before that show, which made the show kind of difficult. But it's just because I was just at the peak of
finals and
it was the record.
Don't mess it up.
You're out of school or were you?
I was out of school. I was done with school in July.
Oh, okay. And then,
No, I was just doing the record.
So it really
was
just a meth runner.
Yeah. Just messing around a little bit, you know, method semester.
Right. I snort all the time nowadays.
No, I mean, it's figure speech, but I mean, it wasn't done. Like, I finished mastering it like 4 hours before the show.
Hell yeah.
So it was like, that's, I had already had another release show. Yeah, where like the song, where it wasn't done.
And then
you
just pumped out a bunch of copies and.
Yeah, no, actually, so I got in like this huge fight with my parents before because they were really stressed out because they were trying to help me and I was stressed out. And they came through, they were rock.
And this is before you ever called me?
Yeah, dude, this is like a month before I called you. Yeah. No, this is like, or like 2 weeks.
Fuck.
Yeah, so we, so
this was the mistake that led him to calling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So like I pump out these masters that have just way too much low end, as Rick knows, but I mean like I think I even boosted low end on the masters I did too.
Well,
like,
well you want them to sound thick.
Yeah, no, they were, I mean they were like
you wanted to like really bump.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, so I pumped those out and then like went to my parents' house, showered for the first time in like a week, and like got ready, came back to the gig, came back to St. James. It was like packed, and I was like, "What the hell is happening?" I was like shocked. I remember pulling up, and I was like actually shocked by how many people there. I was like, "Oh shit! Like
fuck.
this is gonna be crazy." And like, and then my buddy, it was really fucking cool actually. So my buddy is sitting like at the table right next to the stage, and he has his laptop, and then there's like. My other buddy Peter. So Patrick is on the computer. My buddy Peter, who like just comes by the house. He's a couple years younger than us, but we all lived at a house up by the university at the time. He just comes by the house. He's like, he's there and he has like a whole packaging thing. And then there's one of I feel like it was Rue. It was like one of my other friends is sitting next to him. And there's like a little fucking, you know, like fire truck train of people taking the CDs, putting the covers on. Yeah, assembly line. There you go. Yeah, putting them in the packages, putting the packages on, wrapping it. Because they had like, it was like this little... My parents had gotten all this like stuff for it, and it was like a little assembly line, and they were burning the CDs that we sold after the show while the opening band was playing.
Oh
yeah, that's fantastic.
No, I mean like, and it was, I mean that was like, that's when I was like starting to get emotional. I mean, again, sleep deprived, but it was also like seeing all like my friends
deadline.
Come together and help. Yeah, deadline. No, I know. And then seeing my friends come together and like helping me with that. And then, like, the dudes I was playing with the band with, like, you know, they got me there on time. And, like, we had sound checked. And the stage was really tight. There's seven of us on the St. James stage, which is, like...
That's... What?
It's,
no.
Like, yeah, it's, like, 5x5, maybe. And,
You're all getting comfortable with each other.
Yeah,
asses.
No, I mean, we're, like, we're shoulder to shoulder. And we have, like...
Sexually.
And we have the, you know, I mean, we have, like, the set all planned out and everything like that. We did a cover of Breeze Blocks, and we also did I Miss You by Blink-182.
Right.
And it was just like, it was like, as far as...
That's the Robert Smith one.
The Robert Smith one?
Isn't Robert Smith on that song?
Maybe.
I Miss You.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of All of This.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Robert Smith sings the verses of that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's Robert Smith of The Cure, by the way.
I'm with an American punk rock band.
American punk rock band.
So sad.
But yeah, I mean the covers were awesome, and then we did, what's the other goddamn song that Casey? Oh, the Afro Man song. We did like the crazy rap. You know the one, the Colt 45 Tuesday.
Oh, Colt 45.
Colt 45.
Yeah,
there you go,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's like the covers were super on point, and like people were singing and getting crazy, and then like we did Defective by Design, that was first, and then we did like a couple of my other songs that like weren't even on the record.
Sure.
The ending got a little jarry just because everyone was like, you know, just a long show. But it was cool. I mean, like, as far as the release goes, I mean, it was like, I mean, like, way more than I could have even thought. I mean, like, I was expecting like 15 people because I didn't really promote the show because I was doing it. So everyone else in the band I was playing with, all my friends, like, everyone was promoting the shit out of the show. And,
Man, it turned into a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I mean, like St. James had a great night. Like, they sold so much booze that they had to call my buddy Jared. He wasn't working that night. And then they like called him in because they're like, there are more people than we were even expecting.
Nice.
Like, we need
That's pretty
doorman.
Fantastic. That's
yeah,
a
man.
Successful show.
No, yeah. And sold the CDs that were mastered terribly, but still sold some after.
So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have one of those horribly mastered,
if you have
CD,
one of the ones with the brown and the string and all that crap,
you could probably track Jonathan down and exchange it for a better copy.
You know what? Just keep both. I'll just give you another better
copy
if you want.
Just ask for it.
Yeah, no, if you exactly.
That terrible CD is beautifully mixed.
Oh,
it's everything is perfectly balanced. It just has way too much bass. Oh, that's all. That's all. Like just low end.
Well, yeah, because I mixed it in my room up by the university, and it was a really small room. And like those low end frequencies, you can't hear them. Like it takes longer.
And if you can't hear them,
the
you don't know to get rid of them.
You don't know that they're booming.
So play it on your laptop. It'll sound great.
Right, because laptops don't even have. Yeah, exactly.
Or on your iPhone speaker.
Exactly. Well, right. That's what I kept checking.
It's
going to
sound amazing.
Well, let's hear another better sounding song, and then we're going to have. We're going to get some music from me. So.
Okay, sounds good. Speaking of better sounding song, it's probably.
The best it's one of my favorites.
But hey, is there a capo in here, or can I go in the other room? And grab
my capo? There's totally a capo in there.
Okay, cool.
But you don't know where it is.
No, thank you. I'm sorry.
Do better.
I could do better. I will do better. Rick, just for you, man. Oh, shit, sorry. Stretch really quick. All right.
I'm still picking up the pieces of who I was before. Turns out there's still a lot of me that's scattered on the floor. When the one thing that can break you is the thing that you adore, you're giving up the heart that was never really yours. And this life is just a lesson that has trouble being learned. So I'm wearing some new scars that I know that I have earned. Taking time to redefine the reason my world turns. The fire's been put out, but I'm still living with the burn. Oh, your high becomes goodbye, and I can never find a reason why. But I've got air, and I've been fed, so everything else must be in my head. Just unsaid. Cause my dear, I've been left looking for something I'll never find. When I see the only thing I need is what I've left behind. Now I'm stuck with all these parts of me that just don't fit together. So if last time was the last time, I hope nothing lasts forever. Cause I know it could be worse, but I want it to be better. I'm still picking up the pieces of who I was before. I guess there's just a lot of me I don't know anymore. Cause I traded one forever just to see the master plan and understand it's something that I'll never understand. And I let go of what I forgot. Maybe I've gotta be alone more than I'm not. Maybe a lot. Cause my dear, I'm still left looking for something I'll never find. When I see the only thing I need is what I've left behind. This soul of mine has been entwined and I can't break the tether. So if last time was the last time, I hope nothing lasts forever. Cause I know it could be worse, but I want it to be better. And I'm not afraid of moving on, except that it's already gone. I wish no one helped, but I know it don't. So I'll try to run when I can't hide. It's not the dark, it's what's inside. And darling, it's been such a lonely night. But I'll be alright. I'm still picking up the pieces of who I was before. Just trying to fix that person who shattered on the floor. This life is just a script that we're still acting out together. So if last time was the last time, I hope nothing lasts forever. Cause I know it could be worse, but I want it to be better.
Wow.
Yay! I love that song so much.
That was fantastic.
I love that song so much. The first, man. When he went, because we didn't meet up or anything. He just like emails me and was like, hey, could you do some songs for, could you do some mastering stuff? And I was just like, yeah, send me the tracks. And he just sent me the tracks. Like we there was no, like, where do I know you from?
Tracks?
Where did you, who did you, have we ever met? There was no, nothing. And then I just get these tracks. That was the first one I played because I listened to them alphabetically. And as soon as that came on, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking... And the tracked out version on the album, Rory, is so touching. It's got all this fucking violin-y bullshit in right. it. It's so rad.
I don't know.
It fucking got to me emotionally the first time I heard it.
I got to say, like, your vocalization, your intonation, and the... your voice is really professional sounding, really polished and practiced. Right. Like, that's a... The sound of your voice on that track specifically, with the start, with the picking, like, I mean, that's very radio friendly right there. That's ready.
Hell yeah.
That's ready to
hell
go
yeah.
out the gate, man.
Oh, shit, dude. Thank
yeah, you got something there with that song for sure.
Thanks, man. I really thank you very much. That's
I
cool.
like that a lot. Well, don't thank me too much because now, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. You might be familiar with this segment, and we're going to ask you a lot of weird questions here. Hopefully, they're not questions I've asked you before.
I probably won't remember if you answer.
Excellent. I'm taking it that means you are ready to play.
Woo, let's do it.
Your first question, Mr. Rowling. Oh, wait, where are my questions? The back door, is it an entrance or an exit?
Entrance, sorry, entrance.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Just like, isn't it funny how there's no qualifier? Like normally guys say it's an entrance if it's on my girlfriend.
Right.
Nope. Jonathan was just like, you know, I'm down for whatever.
upon your demise,
all right, yeah.
Upon your demise, Jonathan, where would you haunt?
Ooh. Where would I haunt?
I get,
you know, Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, just because it seems to fit.
Oh, yeah, that's not a
It'd
bad
It'd be, like,
yeah.
the one ghost yeah. to
they'd
fuck
They'd be like,
with
I swear to God, I swear to God, and they'd be like, no, it's just Disneyland, fuck off.
Yeah, you can do fucking fucked up shit, they would just
yeah,
think it was
no,
fake.
Exactly, and if anything, people would be more stoked and try to come back.
Right.
And then I'm the first ghost employed
the,
by Disney.
Like, the real fake ghost, real fake yeah. real ghost or
fake,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Bathroom, when you're using it, is the at your home, is the door open or closed?
Oh, it's closed. It's so closed.
Even alone?
Especially alone, yeah.
Okay. Before your demise, what would be your last meal?
Smoked salmon Benedict from Sears in San Francisco.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a hell
Dude,
of a
it,
answer.
It blew my fucking mind, man.
I would normally turn away from that, but
I
it sounds like
it
might be fishy.
That's not like yeah, well, it's salmon.
Well, it's
right?
fish. Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Good. I like raw salmon, but like in sushi, but
no,
smoked
dude,
salmon like is fishy to me.
No, for sure. But it's like smoked is like the stepped up above raw. But
well, it's, not, if it's really good. Good fucking smoked salmon.
Yeah.
In all of history, living people, no dead ones, or excuse me, in all of history, real people, no fictional ones.
Gotcha.
Who would you start a fist fight with?
Who would I start a fist fight with?
You're the aggressor.
I'm the aggressor, so I gotta go up and like...
Yeah, start the fucking fight.
All of history, too, but... Oh,
yeah.
man.
Mano-y-mano, they don't get henchmen or anything to kick your ass.
Jonathan is finally understanding the question just now.
No, yeah. I'm really, you know, all of history. Who do I even know?
Oh, history!
You know what, man? I'm gonna go Alexander the Great.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm going in big because if I win, then it's like cool. Even if I lose, it's like
smart,
that's still pretty cool.
Smart, tough, and hung like a Clydesdale.
Nice.
Let's see.
Bitch ass 18-year-old, I'll show you. Conquer the known world, my ass.
speaking of Spartan conditions, your love of your brother, your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Probably brother.
Everybody says that
yep.
lately. Given a pass from your significant other, what's your celebrity bone down? Who do you take on if there's no repercussions in the real world?
No repercussions in the real world.
The celebrity bone down challenge.
Yeah. Who's I thinking about that would be like, damn, that'd be cool. You know, man, I think, honestly, Jennifer Gardner.
Mmm, yeah. A little bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not, no, she's like still, as she is now or yeah, back
no,
in
as,
her day?
No, as she is now, man. All right. She's still around, yeah.
No, I'm not going to go with that. what was the last book you read?
Culkin. I don't know how to say your name, but
Macaulay Culkin?
Not Macaulay Culkin, maybe. I don't know. Probably
McCullough?
Not. The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by McCullough. I don't know how to say your name, but it's so good.
Sarah McLaughlin?
In the arms of an angel. something.
Dude, it's about like heroin, but now I just think of like cats with fucked up eyes.
That song about heroin?
Isn't it about drugs? I thought it was about drugs.
I thought it was about drug use drug and addiction. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever listened to
it. But they've used it for the ASPCA.
In the arms of an angel, I only know they fly
that,
away.
I only listen to that song as
it's
long as it takes
dies
me.
Somebody dies in that song. I know that. Somebody
I only listen
dead.
To that song for as long as it takes me to grab my remote and change the channel.
Yeah.
I
don't
so
care.
I never listen to all of it.
I don't care about kittens.
No, I'm like,
maybe
nope.
We should start.
I'm watching
a fight
Comedy
with her.
Central. This is bullshit. Like, no. I'm watching, you know.
I'm smoking a whole lot of dope.
Yeah,
I don't want to cry over
I'm not
kittens.
Trying to feel right now. I'm not watching Futurama to be socially conscious. Like, which they'd be pissed. I feel like Futurama tries to do that. Maybe South Park. Nope, South Park's even worse.
Let's see. Age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity.
Ooh, I was 17, and it was in my girlfriend who was in college's dorm room at Argenta.
Hey, yeah. Now. Nicely done, yeah, sir. Yeah. That's taking down the older coug there.
Yeah, no, big time. Yeah, man. I was batting
big
up.
Big game hunter.
I was batting up for a few years there.
What's the first album you ever bought?
Oh, shit. I think... First one I bought. Okay, I got a two-parter for this one, and I'll say two-parter just because it's an embarrassing.
He's gonna be so bad at this next part, Rick.
It's gonna be it's rough. I think the first one I ever bought was American Idiot by Green Day. That's like the first one that I had money for and that I purchased.
That's not bad.
But the first one that like I requested be bought for me and was like insistent on that.
Gotcha. Was, good answer.
Yeah, was whatever Simple Plan's first album was. I don't know. Do you guys even know Simple Plan?
Christian band?
So, you like dudes?
No, it's not dudes. It's just like whiny 13-year-old problems.
Okay.
It's like Kid Bop.
Oh, okay.
13-year-old.
Gotcha.
You guys,
Hanson.
You know
contemporary.
Is this like? Is this like what we would have thought of New Kids on the Block?
No. This is like the worst parts of pop punk.
Like, that's not bad.
Okay, that's better. That's
not bad.
There could be worse.
I don't know.
In 1979, that was The Cure.
Oh, really?
True.
All yeah, because right. The early Cure is terrible pop punk.
Okay.
Basically,
okay, well, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Ministry is a horrible dance music.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like EDM.
Early Ministry is not like yeah,
like
and then,
bubblegum.
And then
bullshit.
One day Al Jorgensen discovered heroin, and the whole world changed. Fuck.
All right, rapid fire. Now,
okay, cool.
Jonathan, the point is to answer the first thing that comes into your mind. Don't think.
For sure.
Just say.
Yeah.
All right, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Taylor.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Fight donkey.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
You're living in a world with only the Beatles or Star Wars. Which is it?
Star Wars.
Burgers or dogs?
Dogs.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Cold play or a cold sore?
Cold play.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised. Who? Oh.
Rick?
Gay or ginger?
Ginger? Oh, mean.
He answered before he realized what he was saying. Yes! All right, I'm going to call it right there. That was a great rapid-fire round. You definitely redeemed my faith in you.
That's exciting.
Since you're the only contestant on the show this week, you win.
Yes!
Yay!
Hearty handshake and the adulation of your peers. Congratulations.
That's all you really needed.
God bless you and your family, too. Oh.
Thank you,
Rico. Let's have one more song, close out the show, and say our goodbyes.
Cool. Sounds good. This song's called With You. It's good. Wait, should I say anything else, or do I?
No, just do it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just play it.
Just play the thing. Okay. Yeah. Songs. How's the song go? All right.
Yeah. It's always great when you can remember your own songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
always you. I'll be tied to in knots I can't undo. Temptation I already miss leaves a lacerated bliss. I'm staring into a world that I know can't exist. I'm just hoping I could open words protected and unspoken. So I'll take this moment to say that that I wanna keep this simple, baby, but I can't help but think about you lately. And I think I might just be going crazy, but if love is crazy, I'll be crazy with you. Blue and sea green too. Those worlds I fall into. A tiny sun that's at its zenith got me staring like I mean it. Cause I'm just making up for some new distance between us. But you look at me that way, like the second day of May. And I can't seem to find yesterday. I know that back then things were simple, baby. I just tried to hold on to what you gave me. And those dandelion spring days we fell in love. But if that's not enough, I'll still be crazy. Clocks are turning and I'm learning the things that I already knew. And as it happens, I'd be happiest being miserable with you. Je t'aimerais toujours. It's never easy, but it's simple, baby. I guess this was for the best. Then maybe could we still be carefree when it's raining? This is just love. It's just what it does. Because I am and I was always gonna be crazy with you. I'll be with you.
Pretty and sweet.
Fire press song. I keep forgetting to take my headphone off, and I always try to do it mid song, but it's all right. We got it.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It was great.
Well, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in catching Jonathan Rowling live, you can find him at the Foxy Olive this Friday evening. Starting at about 9 o'clock, he and Brendan Lund will be trading off sets till midnight, joined, as always, by your favorite bartender, Mr. Andrew Warbington. It should be a good time as always. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there, so these two guys are going to give you a double dose of awesome. If more people show up to two people who aren't me, I'll do that more often.
Oh, you can help Rory stay away by caring.
Yeah, and I'll just book other people. If you guys show up and it's like the best night they've done like all year, and we've had a couple of pretty good nights already. But if you do that, then you know, maybe I'll just start not booking myself more often.
Hey, but that's, you know, just because it's a correlation, not a causation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, with my performances, it's totally a causation kind of thing. Yeah,
I was saying, don't get down on yourself.
Rick never comes to see me.
Don't get down on yourself.
I do, yeah.
You've come seen my band, but not the Foxy.
It takes a lot to get me out of the house.
Yeah.
I have to, well, and it has to be a day that I'm not fucking booked.
And speaking of my band, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is just about a month away. May Marry Anarchy, a benefit for Hank Sosnowski. Event page should be going up on Facebook pretty soon here. Please stay posted. Check it out. Nick's going to have all the details for it soon. We've got another 2 days of fantastic bands to raise money for Hank Sosnowski, Reno poet, teacher, and organizer who was attacked for telling somebody not to graffiti a World War II monument. And that was back in, what was that, October, September? Something like that. September, I believe. Yeah. And, you know, Hank's back at home doing the rehab stuff and never going to be the same again. So let's do what we can to raise a little cash to, you
totally.
Know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To help an important figure in the last 20 years of Reno, you know, have a little comfort and all that.
And is there a final count on how many bands are playing Merry Anarchy this year?
It's
usually around, what, 30?
Yes, there is a final count. I do not know when that is.
It's probably 30-ish.
Somewhere between 25 and 30 is my guess.
It's amazing, no matter what.
It will include the Princess Bombs and One Ton Dooley.
Is Princess Bombs early on Friday?
Who knows? Nick's just going to put us wherever he feels.
I know that Felix and Eric and Nick have a project going, and they're going to play their first show ever, and they're one of the opening bands on Friday.
Nice.
Could be a lot of fun.
That's going to be like some scary fucking rad shit.
Yeah, it's going to be all
And if they're terrible, they're going to be amazing, so you can say you were at the show, their first show, where they were terrible.
Wait, what day and where is this again?
This is Merry Anarchy at Jub Jub's. It's going to be May 12th and 13th.
May 12th and 13th at Jub Jub's.
Yes.
Billion bands, like usually $10 to get in. It all goes to the charity.
Suggested donation. Nobody's turned away at the door.
Right.
Because if you can come in and buy some drinks or buy some raffle tickets or put a bid on a silent auction, you're not going to get turned away. All the auction stuff goes to the same cause, and the bar tips us out, you know, a generous amount at the end of every evening.
And just band after band after band after band after band all night long. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
both
like
days.
12 hours of fucking music. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Jeff just says F your D.
It's so creepy when she says that. Jonathan, do you have anything else going on after this Friday? Do you have anything lined up or anything you're looking forward to?
So we got this Friday, Foxy Olive. And then after that, I'm playing Earth Day. That's
nice.
Yeah, I think at noon on the East Stage. That's what the email I got said, but I haven't looked at the email.
Stages
in a while, so.
Powered by P2P technology. Rechargeable solar-powered batteries by our good friend Evan, lead singer of Aversion Therapy's writers of the theme song.
Landlord
of
Dogwater Studios. Right, yeah. He could shut us the fuck down if he wanted to, so be nice to him.
Yeah.
He helps make all this shit happen.
And his batteries have powered Earth Day. They're rechargeable solar portable batteries that are enough to power stages. I think they've been running that. This will be the third or fourth year of that.
Yeah, Evan is a smart motherfucker. So
yeah,
that's exciting. I feel informed. That's...
Please check it out. It's Earth Day. It's awesome. You're at noon on the East Stage?
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And then, just in general, I'm trying to book a tour pretty soon here. So I'm, you know, do that. And then just listen to the thing. It's on Spotify. I might be playing some more stuff soon, but that'll be posted as soon as I know.
So. And you have a Facebook or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Facebook, jonathanrowling.com is also a thing. I need some updates, but it is a thing.
He's still got short hair in the pictures on
I do.
Website.
Man, my hair grows so damn fast. It is crazy. It is nuts. But just that in general shows, and just please listen to the record. You don't have to buy it. I mean, if you want to buy it, money's cool, but I mean, just listen to the damn thing, please. I spent so long making it. It's really
awesome.
Click it on Spotify. He'll make a whole $239 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You will like it the first time you hear it. It's amazing. And I would like to, Rory, I ran into you at Java Jungle this weekend.
Yes.
And do you remember the guy working behind the counter, Jesse?
In the mime shirt? Okay.
Yes. Very, very awesome dude. I talk to him all the time. He is playing the lead in Heather's the Musical.
Ooh.
I saw the auditions go up for this. Yeah.
Begins this Friday. This Friday at the TMCC, what is it, the TMCC Theater?
Yeah,
and I'm sorry. I mean, continue
that. 505 Keystone Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. Cross
the
some
tickets are $10 to $17, and it opens this Friday, April 7th, and
exciting.
It goes until April 23rd.
Nice. Also concurrently this Friday night as well, opening up, we would be really remiss. You know why Nick Ramirez isn't here?
Oh, no.
Because Tooth of Crime opens on Friday, April 7th as
Everything opens
and
on
it's running and for three or four weeks there.
Fuck, we can't go to everything, Rory.
I'm not going to anything. I'm buying a house and getting married. I don't have any money.
I have to work. Right. Oh, but if you do want to go to Heather's, www.showticksforyou.com.
Nice.
I believe Bruca is, you can get tickets through Bruca for Tooth of Crime. And as always, Foxy First Friday is a free show.
Fun times. Fun,
yeah. Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody here at the studios, Dogwater Dick and all the unmentionables that couldn't make it tonight, Jonathan Rowling and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, I would like to tell you life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Thanks for having me, guys.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Sorry about that. This next song, the song's called The Frost.
I've been running, seasons hardening my voice. Far from part of something, learning how to be a choice. This frost, it caught me unaware. Cold's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely there. This frost, it caught me unaware. It's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely there. Shades and waves of dark green, dodging needles through the trees. Scared I won't be different when that's all that I can be. This frost, it caught me unaware. Cold's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely there. This frost, it caught me unaware. And cold's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely there. Fully non-assisted, God, I wanna miss this now. Something seasons hardening my voice. This frost, it caught me unaware. And cold's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely there. This frost, it caught me unaware. And cold's a burden I can bear, but I'm barely.
Dogwater Studios.
It'll be like having a Barbie doll crotch.
I don't get that.